Ladies and gentlemen, referee Kevin McDonald has called a stop to this contest at 2:01 of round number 2. Declaring the winner by TKO, Macy the Future Barber.
I'm here with your winner, Macy Barber. Macy, first off, UFC debut here in Colorado. How does that feel?
This is the birthplace of my career in the UFC. This is the 25th year in the UFC, and I'm so blessed. Thank you.
I saw you went over there, and the boss man, Dana White, you had some words for him. What did you say to him?
I just said thank you. I mean, she took this fight on short notice in about 3 weeks. And she didn't have to do that, you know. So I'm very thankful. And let's give it up to Hannah.
Yeah, super tough, very impressive. But listen, you've always set high expectations for yourself, even though you're so young. How do you feel about that victory tonight?
I feel awesome. I came here to do what I need to do, and I try to finish every single fight. I'm not here to fight to not lose. I'm here to fight to win. So if you want to see a champion, just follow my career.
All right, well, listen, let's take a look at some of these brutal elbows in this finish here. You were landing elbows and in the clinch, and you finally got her down to the ground. Why don't you talk us through the end here?
Okay. I just knew that, yeah.
There you go.
That's kind of what I do. I throw a lot of elbows.
Yes,
I like throwing elbows on the ground. I like to finish, and as long as I get the position, I know that I can get the finish. So, yeah.
I gotta say, at 115 pounds, that's some of the most vicious ground and pound that I've ever seen in that entire division. So is there anything that you want next at only 20 years old?
Say that again?
What's next? What do you want, anybody?
What's next? I want Mackenzie Dern. She's the number 15th ranked strawweight. I want that fight because that's a good fight for me, and that's what's next for me. I call that fight. And we'll have to see when the date is, but it better be on a big card because I'm someone to watch. I don't belong on a small card. I am a card person that fights on a big card.
Hey, big words, but big action, still undefeated. Let's hear it from Macy Barber, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Keith Peterson has called a stop to this contest at 4:46 of the very first round, declaring the winner by submission due to an armbar, Donald Cowboy Cerrone!
Cowboy, I'm here with your winner, Donald Cowboy Cerrone. Cowboy, this is something I've been looking forward to for a long time to ever be in here and share the octagon with you. Listen, I'm getting all kinds of producers telling me what questions to ask you. You're a veteran. This is Colorado. This is Denver. This is your place. What do you want to say to the people?
Oh, man, I'll let it calm down a little bit, but I got ready too early, and they showed me a picture of him in his boots and his buckle. I like got so emotional, lost it. I've never felt that in my life. So changing, having a baby changed me. I know what I'm fighting for. I never knew it before, but I felt it, man. It was like, oh, you ain't taking food out of my kid's family, man. No way, no how.
Listen, you could tell when you walked into the octagon. I've never seen you look so calm. You look more patient than usual. You took your time in there, and you got a finish from back. You haven't got an armbar since your WEC days.
Does it say it on the thing? Most wins in UFC history, baby!
And most finishes in UFC history. How does that feel here in Denver to do that, baby?
What a monumental thing to do it in. I'm so proud. I love you, Denver. I love you.
All right, before you go and enjoy your son and your family, Cowboy, let's take a look at the big screen and yet again talk us through one of your other finishes. I said right here, you weren't safe.
Let's talk about going back to 155. That's what we need to talk about.
Is that what's... Who do you want?
Oh, I don't care who. I just want to know when.
Oh, all right. So I think you'll be going back and talking to Dana White and figuring that out soon.
Damn right. Coming after that belt, Khabib, I'm coming. Cowboys back.
Let's hear for your winner, Donald Cowboy Cerrone, ladies and gentlemen.
gentlemen, referee Kevin McDonald has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 59 seconds of round number 5. Declaring the winner, by knockout, Yair El Pantera Rodriguez.
I'm here with your winner, Yair. If you're good right there, guys, I'll come around you. First of all, Colorado, Denver, can we hear it for these guys right now? That was unbelievable right there. Yair, you might have not only been in the fight of the year right there, but with the finish of the year, that up elbow, when we watched it, at first it looked like you came up and you headbutted him, and in replay, it was one of the most perfectly timed elbows I've ever seen. After that war, man, I know you're exhausted. How are you feeling right now?
Like
I don't think...
Great. I feel great. I just want to say thank you because all my family is here. All my friends are here. I just want to say thank you so much to Cabo Cerrone to open the doors of his house to finish up my training camp there. Thank you, Tiki, for the trust. Thank you, Sean Shelby. Thank you, Dana White. I appreciate that you guys give me the opportunity to have my job back. And I promise you guys, I won't let you guys down. Never.
Yair, obviously, you damaged your feet. You were throwing a lot of kicks. How early in the fight did you hurt your foot that bad?
First round.
Was it that first kick you threw right on the body, right on the elbow, yeah?
Knee. It wasn't the kick on the knee.
I saw that. I saw you land that, and I thought, oh, that foot's going to be damaged, and you fought through. But listen, amazing fight. 5 rounds, you got that finished. Is there anybody out there at 145 that you're thinking on the top of your head that you want next? When you heal up, of course.
I'm just thinking whoever Sean Shelby or Dana White are thinking, whoever they want to keep me next, I don't care. As I said before, I know the title shot is going to be there eventually, so I don't care whomever. I'm just here. What I say before the fight, the only thing that I care from now on is being happy every moment that I have, being able to be here one more time, being able to see all my family, being able to do what I love in the biggest company in the world is something that I appreciate. And so I want to say thank you so much. Colorado, I love you guys. Muchas gracias a toda la gente que vino. ¡Manejando!